Massachusetts may be known for its hospitals and innovation, but its organ donation program is underperforming. New federal data show a Waltham-based nonprofit called New England Donor Services isn't finding enough donors for transplant patients. More now from WBUR investigative reporter Patrick Madden.
Organ transplants are nothing short of miracles, but many people who need the life-saving procedures can't get them in time. In Massachusetts, 25 people die each month while waiting for a transplant. Erin Bardija's mom, Betty, was a longtime childhood educator in Cambridge who suffered from a rare heart disease. She needed a new heart and joined the long list of people waiting for transplants.
Every day that goes by, you're thinking, is there going to be an organ? Is there a chance for transplant? It is absolutely heart-wrenching.
She died in 2019 after waiting 4 years on the heart transplant list.
The thing about my mother is she had so much empathy and care that I know that her wish would be that other people did not have to go through what she did.
The federal government says thousands of potentially usable organs go unrecovered each year. It evaluates the country's organ groups based on how many donors they find using a three-tiered ranking. New England Donor Services, the group responsible for Massachusetts, was graded as Tier 2, or underperforming, this year. That's an improvement over last year, when it was listed in the bottom tier and considered failing. The group's CEO is Alexandra Glazier. She says New England Donor Services' failing grade was based on data from 2020, when the region was dealing with COVID. Since then, the nonprofit has increased its number of donors and its donation rate.
We must continue to get better because there are patients waiting. And so that urgency is real. But it doesn't mean that we have a broken system.
New England Donor Services' budget was nearly $80 million based on a 2019 state audit. Glazier earned about $500,000. It's one of 56 organ recovery groups in the country. The federal rankings that came out last week show three-quarters of them are classified as either underperforming or failing. Dr. Seth Karp directs the Vanderbilt Transplant Center in Tennessee. He's been critical of procurement groups that aren't finding more organs.
When you look at the data objectively, you just can't help but understand that there are some procurement organizations that are woefully underperforming and patients are dying.
Some critics say the groups have become too focused on human tissue donations like skin and tendons. New England Donor Services and 10 other organ groups were investigated by a House Oversight Committee in 2020 over how much money the nonprofit groups were making from tissue donations. The Massachusetts-based group reported $15 million in tissue revenue in 2019, roughly one-fifth of its revenue. The House investigation has stalled since Republicans took control. Glazier says tissue recovery doesn't impact its central role in organ recovery.
Organ donation is always prioritized because of the fact that there are so many people waiting and dying waiting for an organ transplant.
The entire organ donation system is under the microscope by the Senate. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon spoke last August in a hearing about the major flaws.
The last place anybody wants to hear about gross mismanagement and incompetence is in the business of saving lives.
The Senate investigation uncovered deadly mistakes and a lack of accountability. One problem was with a national oversight board called the Membership and Professional Standards Committee, which is staffed with industry stakeholders. Glazier herself once served on it.
Investigations and disciplinary measures rarely amount to much more than a slap on the wrist.
The Senate investigation found that over a 10-year period, the Oversight Committee received about 440 patient safety complaints, and only one resulted in probation for an organ recovery group. Glazier disagrees with the findings of inadequate oversight and says the investigation was politically motivated.
I'm interested in quality improvement, which is not done by shame and blame tactics.
In March, the Biden administration stepped in. It's overhauling how organ transplants are managed at the national level to make the system more efficient and transparent. The government will weed out organ recovery groups that aren't doing their job. Under the federal ranking system, groups classified as failing in 2026 will lose their federal contract. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Patrick Madden.